Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney has told NITV that a new generation of Indigenous people is ready to move into the political sphere. Ms. Burney says she will step down from her portfolio and will not contest her seat at the next federal election. After more than 20 years in state and federal politics, she says she wants to make way for a new generation.
I've seen a younger generation of Aboriginal people, particularly through the referendum, who are ready to take their places in the world, who are taking their places in the world. And I've always felt it very important to recognise that we stand on the shoulders of giants. We stand on the shoulders of others. And I want to be those shoulders into the future.
Meanwhile, Minister for Skills and Training, Brendan O'Connor, has also announced his retirement on Thursday. It paves the way for a cabinet reshuffle, with the new cabinet to be announced on Sunday. An investigation into the death of a First Nations child in Western Australia's youth detention system has resumed this week. 16-year-old Cleveland Dodd was found unresponsive in his cell after harming himself in the youth wing of a high-security adult prison in October last year. He was taken to hospital in critical condition and died around a week later, causing outrage and grief in the community. Family and supporters of Dodd, including his grandmother, Glenda Mippy, turned out for the hearing in Perth.
We want justice for what happened to Cleveland. My grandson only just turned 16. He just started enjoying his life. He was just getting to be a little man, you know? He had twin brother and sister, baby brother and sister he never got to meet. Because of what happened. Because, the system failed him.
New data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population is now over 1 million people. The data shows a population increase of over 56,000 Indigenous people in Australia in the last 3 years. The ABS projections are based on a recent data about fertility, paternity, mortality and internal migration. The agency estimates the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population will reach 1.2 million by 2031. Between 2021 and 2031, Perth in Western Australia is projected to be the fastest growing Indigenous region, followed by Brisbane in Queensland. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a long-awaited visit to the White House to meet the US President Joe Biden. The meeting, set to focus on talks about an elusive ceasefire in the 9-month-old Gaza war, comes amid a pro-Palestinian protest at the White House. It was the two men's first face-to-face talk since President Biden visited Israel days after Hamas's October 7 attack, hugged Mr. Netanyahu and reaffirmed American support. Mr. Netanyahu says he looks forward to working with the United States going forward.
Mr. President, we've known each other for 40 years, and you've known every Israeli prime minister for 50 years, from Golda Meir. So from a proud Jewish Zionist to a proud Irish-American Zionist, I want to thank you for 50 years of public service and 50 years of support for the State of Israel. And I look forward to discussing with you today and working with you in the months ahead on the great issues before us.
For months, the two presidents' relations have been strained because of Israel's attacks on Gaza, which have killed more than 39,000 Palestinians and triggered a humanitarian crisis. Biden and Netanyahu would subsequently meet with the families of the American hostages detained by Hamas. Vice President Kamala Harris is also scheduled to meet with the Israeli leader. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says she's ready to debate ex-President Trump ahead of the upcoming elections. Mr. Trump and President Joe Biden's campaign agreed to two debates this year, one hosted by CNN in June and another to be hosted by ABC on September 10. Following President Biden's step down from the race, Kamala Harris has accused Donald Trump of trying to cancel the second presidential debate.
Asking me about the debate, and I'll tell you, I'm ready to debate Donald Trump. I have agreed to the previously agreed upon September 10th debate. He agreed to that previously. Now it appears he's backpedaling, but I'm ready. And I think the voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage. And so I'm ready. Let's go.
It comes as new polling indicates Kamala Harris has re-engaged voters turned off by Joe Biden's candidacy and vying closely with Donald Trump in crucial swing states. Violence against women has decreased significantly over the past three decades, but experts warn there is still a long way to go. The last report from Our Watch, a renowned national organisation dedicated to preventing violence against women, revealed a 66% decrease in the number of women slain by men over the last 30 years. The number of young men who support harmful ideas of masculinity has decreased by 13% since 2018. But the trends coincide with an increase in the number of women killed by men in 2024. It comes as Queensland's Attorney General is set to announce a four-year strategy today to help combat domestic violence. The strategy will seek to improve risk assessments, referrals, pathways, and interventions for offenders. According to the Queensland Police, data shows domestic violence offences are continuing to grow, making up 57% of total assault offences in the last financial year. Over $1 million is set to be spent over the next 4 years to finalise and implement the recommendations of Australia's Multicultural Framework Review. The review, which took 12 months and heard hundreds of people and community groups, made 29 recommendations. Dr. Hasta Lau, chair of the Multicultural Framework Review, says the review will help governments.
The report also sets a new benchmark for government on how to engage with community as a whole. It also reminds us that multiculturalism stems out of Australian democracy, which confers rights and is based on the premise that all people of Australia should have an overriding and unifying commitment to Australia and a shared responsibility to its interest and its future.
The government is yet to finalise its position on all recommendations, but says it's committed to the three key principles of connection, identity and belonging, and inclusion. CrowdStrike has blamed faulty testing software for a bug in an update that crashed 8.5 million Windows machines around the world. Details from its preliminary post-incident review of the outage reveal that the problem involved an undetected error in the content configuration update for its Falcon platform. The cybersecurity company has promised to take measures in the future to prevent similar outages. It says it will stagger the rollout of updates, give customers more control over when and where they occur, and provide more details about the updates that it intends to roll out. Australia's live music industry is at risk of collapse and smaller venues require immediate help to stay afloat, a parliamentary inquiry has been told. A number of high-profile music festivals, including Splendour in the Grass and Groove in the Moo, were cancelled this year, sparking the government inquiry. Venues and organisers are facing problems like reduced audience spending, increase in insurance costs and a weak Australian dollar. Chris Stewart from Q Music, the main representative organisation for Queensland's music sector, says grassroots venues are critical to the future of the industry.
If we want an Australian industry in 10 years now, we need to acknowledge that our small music venues, they are the soil from which our artists grow. If that soil dies, no seeds can come from that. If you lose the foundations, you lose the entire structure, and our small music venues are our foundations.
American pop star Katy Perry will perform at the AFL Grand Final in September. Perry will lead the pre-game entertainment for a crowd of 100,000 people at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. It's the second time Perry will perform at the venue, previously headlining entertainment at the Women's T20 World Cup 2020.
I'll be performing at the Telstra pre-game entertainment at the 2024 Toyota AFL Grand Final. See you in September.
British performer Robbie Williams and American rock band Kiss led the pre-game entertainment at the past two grand finals. And in sport, Australia has defeated the United States to qualify for the Rugby Sevens semi-finals for the first time at the Olympics, taking their quarter-final 18-0. Maurice Longbottom added a penalty in the second half after the Aussies led 10-0 at half-time and then scored a try to seal the victory. Nathan Lawson and Henry Hutchinson scored tries in the first half in a match that was defined by the Aussies' tough defence. And that is NITV Radio's news wrap of the week.